said, Incho ben Bagbag, like you could keep him, let him stay with you. Yechidoyu, he's only a yochid, we don't paskin like him. O pligi rabbonin alein, rabbonin argue on ben Bagbag. Therefore, Rav Yehuda says, I hold like the rabbonin, therefore there's no kasha upon Rav Yehuda.
Nothing more says that Rabbi Yanai, Omer Rabbi Yanai says, another teretz that my shover ashinov, even according to ben Bagbag, what does it mean to say that you let it go and take in your own thing and even break his teeth? It doesn't mean literally you let it take the law into your own hand and break his teeth to get it, but rather bedin just means you're supposed to go and be tovei and bring it to a din Torah and let the bedin get it. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita that loy ovet inish adin l'nashe. If so, if that's Pshan ben Bagbag, what does he mean to say? He says to him, rather the Yomrim loy mi boyle. It should have said that Bezdin says to him. Not he's saying it, but Bezdin is saying. And what's the lashon of Shalian in it? I'm taking my own. Shalaihu loytel. It should have been Bezdin saying that the person is only taking his own thing. So Gemara says, Kasha, this type of Kasha, little Kasha on Rav Yannis Pratan Rav in Ben Bagbag. The chutz mashma then ben bagla tak holds of it inish dinu lanashe. But kol porim it's not a kasha near beauty because Rabbi Yehuda holds he's the yochid yichidoi him with paskin like the rabbanon. Now the Gemara says toshma come here I'll bring another proof. Toshma it says alocho that shor sheolo agav yichaver lahorgo. If one shor jumped on top of another shor and it looked like he had intentions to kill him. Ubo balatachto, now the owner of the bottom shore came, vishomat eshaloi, and pulled out his shore to save his shore. Vinofal elyonomes, and therefore the top one like fell off it and died. So locher is potter, that the second one that pulled out his own shore, he's potter for killing the top one. So my love, aren't we talking about bemuid, that even though the top shore was a muid, by being a muid, therefore the lack of pseida, there's no pseida. In other words, even if he wouldn't have pulled out his shore, but he would have let the top shore kill his shore, the top shore is a mu'ud. So the Baal HaShor would have had to pay him for the loss he had. So really he would have no loss. Still it says here that Ovid Inish Dinu L'Nashe, you have a right to go and take the law in your own hand and pull out your shore, even though it means to kill the top one. So Chutz Raya Rav Nachman, even though there's no Pseida, still will say this new Svara of Ovid Inish Dinu L'Nashe. Tomorrow says, Loi Vitam. I'll tell you the case here somewhere where it's a Tam. Where it's a Tam, therefore it's called, you have a Pseida, you have a loss. Because if you would have waited the first to go to Bezdin, it could be by that time the top shore would have killed your shore. And he's only a Tam. You would only have to, owner would only have to pay a Chatzin Nezek. So you would lose out a Chatzin Nezek. So therefore here everybody agrees, Ovid Inish Din L'Nafshei, this would not be approved through Rav Nachman. And the Gemara says, Loi Vitam, Dikib Pseida. For the Gemara, Hochi, if so, that's the case talking about a Tam, Eimo Seifa. What does the Seifa say? That Doch Voil El Yonumais. Let's say you push off the top one. Again, where one shore went on top of your shore to kill your shore. So the owner now comes, the owner of the bottom one comes and pushes off the top one. Umais, and he dies. The Locher is Chayef. That therefore the one that pushed him off is Chayef. The question is why? Vi Betam, if we're talking about that the top one is a tam, is so, amai chayif, why is the owner of the bottom one that pushed off the top one chayif for killing him? Because it's of it, according to everybody it should be kasha. If the top one's only a tam, so therefore the bottom one had a right to push off the top one, in order not to have a loss. If he would go to Bezdin, maybe by that time the top one would kill his shore, and the top one's only a tam would only pay a chatzin ezek. So the owner would have a loss. Therefore, you're telling me, according to everybody, it's over in his dinu l'nafshei. So if so, why is the owner of the bottom one chayef to pay for the fact he pushed off the top one? So the more answers, I'll tell you, it's no kasha. Even if it's talking about a tam, I'll tell you, shehoye lo l'shom toy v'lo shom toy. Even if you're like over in his dinu l'nafshei, you're first supposed to try and do it the best way possible that you don't do any damage. So you should have just pulled out your shore. You had no right to push off the top one. You should have just pulled out yours. So since you went and pushed off the top one, that's called a ditch like Kedin, therefore Yechayiv. But in the case where you do it Kedin, it could be like Rav Nachman of an Inish, Adin L'Nafshei, even Mamokim, there's no Pseida. Toshima, coming here. It says, Alocho Hamamah Lechot Zechaveroi. Kade Yain B'Kade Shemen. If somebody goes and fills up his friend's chutz, or his friend's room in front of his house, full of his pitchers of wine or of shemen, Reuven goes and takes all his pitchers of wine and shemen and clogs up the entrance to Shimon's house. It says, Balachot, Shimon, the owner of his house, Mishabir the Yotze, when he goes out of his house, he's allowed to break the barrels in order to move, to go. And Mishabir the Nichmas, he could break the barrels in order to get in. And Omer of Nachman Yitzchak, Nachman Yitzchak, so it's Churat Saraya to Rav Nachman. As you see here, Ovid Inish, Dinul Anavshay. And the Churat, what's the big rush? Let him first go to Bezdin, let Bezdin make him take away the barrels. What gives him the right to break the barrels? So Churat Saraya, Ovid Inish, Dinul Anavshay. So Omer says, no, Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak, Mishabe V'yotzel Bezdin. You know what the case here is talking about, that he has the right to go and just break the barrels? It's he's going to Bezdin. In other words, he's not really doing Dinul Anavshei. But he wants to go now to Bezdin to get Bezdin to take away the barrels. Just he has to get out of his house, even to go to Bezdin. So that much is a lot of break according to everybody. And no, I didn't. What's the going back in again? Mishabev Nichnas Lohovitz Chuyosef. He's going back in again also to get his chusim to prove it that he owns it. Rashid Kugainim Hoy is their turn of Shechatera Shaloi. That's it. That Reuven was complaining and saying, I filled up this chutzah full of my barrels, because I hold I own the chutzah. So Shimon had to go back into his house to bring the proof, his deeds, that he owns it. So that's what we're talking about. That's what going out means to Bezdin, and coming in to get your own proof. But it could be not to go to Bezdin, just stop off at Inish, Hidl and Avshay. Maybe for that you have no raya. So Toys asked the question, I, before we said that you were supposed to pull out your shore and not throw off the top one. So here also, what gives you the right to go out and break the barrels? Why don't you just have to push the barrels on the side? So Toys says, Hainu mishum de leka tircha b'shmita. Yesim b'tchifu. Because over there, to pull out your shore or to push off the top one, it's come out the same tircha. Therefore, you have no right to push off the top one, you're supposed to pull out yours. But over here, here they didn't tell you have to bother by putting the pictures one on top of another that you should walk out. If somebody clogged up your chutzah, your entrance to your house, you have no way to get out, according to everybody here, you would be allowed to just go and break the barrels. Toshima, come in here, says, Minayin, how do we know? Lenirza. If you have your Eved Ivri that wanted to stay and work for you, so you made him a Nirza. He's able to work until Yovel. Shekola lo Yomov. Now what came Yovel, he's supposed to go out free. And he doesn't want to go out free. The rabbi Nisorov Boilotzes, and his master is fighting with him, telling him, you have to leave, leave. The Choval, and the master has to fight with him, tell him to go. The Yosel by Chabura, and he hit him. He made a Chabura when he told him to leave. Shu Potter, how do we know to say the master is Potter? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Lo Sikhu Kaifa Loshuf. You're not supposed to take Kaifa Loshuf to return, so we dash in Lo Sikhu Kaifa Loshuf. Don't take Kaifa for somebody that wants to sit stay by you. Type of a drosha we make. So you see that you're not chayin for the Chabola, for the hitting, the damage you do to your Eved, since you want him to leave. So Rashi says, like Dorosh Bodashim, like this, L'shev L'misha Reitza Loshuv L'kukolei, somebody wants to return to his bed, L'yas Eved, to be an Eved. So Kitzel, we dashin here that you can't take Kaifa. So L'chur, it's a proof, it's Chur, it's a right to Rav Nachman, that Ovid Inish, Dinu L'Navshei, that the master has the right even to hit his Eved, to make his Eved leave him, since that's the din is now that the Eved is supposed to leave. So since that's the din, the master has the right even to hit him, to take the law in his own hand. So Chur, you see a riot to Rav Nachman, the Chur, there's no side here, there's no loss. Like, really, he could have waited and went to Bezdin first, but still he has a right to fight and hit him himself. So Chur, it's a proof to Rav Nachman that Ovid Inish Dinu L'Navshei. So where it says, no, Hocha B'maya Askinin, you know what we're talking about over here? The Avda Ganva, that this Eved Ivri now like became a Ganav. So therefore, there's say that there's a loss for letting him stay by you. So therefore you have a right to throw him out, even if it means to hit him, because otherwise you'll have a loss to let him stay around until you go to Bezdin. For the Gemara, what's going on here? Ad v'idna loigona. Up until now, obviously he didn't steal. Because if he would have stolen this time, he would have got rid of him before. For hashta gona, but now, punk, that's the mitzias, and now he starts to steal. Why should that be? So Murray says, yes, it's possible. So I'll tell you like this. Ad ho'idno, up until now, heve Amos say, the Ravi Olay, up until now that he was an Eved, he had to work for his master, he had fear of his master on him. Therefore he would not steal from his master. But hashta now, the lastly aims to the Ravi Olay, now that he doesn't have any fear over his master, I'll tell you, because really, Yoifel came and he's supposed to go out free, now we're afraid he'll start to steal from the master. Like he knows he has to leave, so if the master will go to Besdin, during that time he'll go and steal and rob the master. Therefore here it's called like a Mokum Seder, that's where here like everybody would agree that there's such a klal of other Inish, Dina Lanashe. Alright, turn over. The Gemara says that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omar, another Akimta. You know why it's called the Mokum Seder over here? Because it's talking about the Eved Shemosa Leiraba Shivcha Kananis. That the master gave this Eved Ivri to live with a Shivcha Kananis. And therefore, Ad Eden up until now, Heter, it was done the Heter. The Eved Ivri was allowed to live with the Shivcha Kananis. But for Hashta now, that Yoivu came and really is supposed to be freed, Isura, really now it's Beissa. So Vaistois, the Svara, since he's doing an Issa, that's just like a Masvara of the Mokum Seder. Therefore, here everybody would agree, of the Inish Dinla Nafshe. You have a right to take the law in your own hand and make sure your Eved leaves not to do an Issa, not to live with the Shivcha anymore, since he's not an Eved Ivri anymore. Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says, HaMeniach Esakad B'Shus Rabim, if somebody put down his pitcher in Shus Rabim, Oboach Avaniskobo, and somebody else came and tripped over it, Vishover and broke it, Potter. The person that broke it is Potter. Taima, what's the reason? The Niskabo. Because he tripped, it wasn't his fault. Hoshovra, Mashmanov, the person went deliberately and broke it. Chayiv, he's Chayiv. So the Kashri is like Rashi says, Rav himself said the case of the Mishnah is that the person flooded with the whole Rosh Hashanah full of barrels. So a person had no way, he had no way, and there's no space for him to walk through. Still it's a mashma. Why is he put there? Only because he tripped. For mashma, if you're dying to go and break it, he has no right to break it. So here we see from our Mishnah that Alma loy of it inish dinir lanashe. And our filu b'mokam said, even though you have no other way to go through, you would have no right to break the barrels. So Mara says, no, it could be really hu adin. Mara says, Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derova. That he wants answer and says, really, who are din afilu shavra? The same malach would apply even if they break the barrel. Also, because there is a svar of it in his dinul anafshe, he has a right to break the barrel. I v'had the ton in niskal, why does it say a svar of niskal that he tripped? I did the kibbutz the mission sefer, since it wants to say in the sefer, like we answered before, him huzak balabayis chayiv niskoi, that if the person himself hurt himself when he tripped in and broke the kli, he hurt himself, so the bala kli is chayiv to pay for the damage. In such a case, the dafka niskal, only because he tripped. Avul shavar, if he broke it, then loy. Then, even though he has a right to break the kli, because of the inif dinul anafshe, but if he gets hurt there, the bala kli is not chayiv. Because the svar is, to you asit nafshe, he hurt himself. Since he did damage to himself, that's the ptur, the balakli doesn't have to pay for his damage. But really, it could be you adin, of in his din lanafshe, if a person floods the Rosh Hashanah with kelim, you have a right to walk through, you have a right to go and break it. Samar says now, that's one of the Rashi also says under the word niskal, even though really it would apply the same loch if he broke it. Toshima, come in here. The pasuk says the kata soyas kapo, that we chop off a hand. Again, this is the case where two men were fighting and one wife came and hit the other man. So it says there, why she did damage to him, he cut off her hand. So with dashin mom, and it means to share, she has to pay for the damage that she caused. My love, aren't we talking about Bishani Yachad Lahatsai the Ayyid of Rachar? That she couldn't have stopped this other man from hitting her husband. This is the only way she could have stopped him. And still we see if this is the way she stopped him by hitting him, she's chayav to pay for the damage. So here we see Loy of Inish Din Lanasha, you have no right to take the law in your own hand. So Mara says, Lord, no, that's not the case. She Yachad Lahatsai Ayyid of Rachar. The pasuk is only talking about where she has another way to save him. She didn't have to hit him. So therefore, now that she went to hit him, that's not called Avadina, that's the wrong din, that's why she's chayiv. So Moses says, what do you want to tell me? Avo, but what's going to be? But let's say she can't save herself. through any other way, the only way she could save her husband is by hitting this man, then Petura, then she would be potter. She hits the man because of the inis dinul nafshi. She has the right to hit the man. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, Adi Tani Sefer. What does the Sefer say? V'shol chayoda, when she hits the man, prat l'shliach bezdin. We dashed in, you know who's potter? Or shliach bezdin is potter. The Chura, because he has the right to do it. So for the Gemara, lift love, listen nobody do. If you want to say case that she's potter, you could have even made a difference by she herself, but he do by her. We should have said like this. When do we say, when is Allah said that she's chayiv? Only be shechel Allah said the dov racher. When she could have saved herself through a dov racher. When she could have saved the husband, not by hitting the man, therefore there's no din to hit the man, that's why she's chayiv. But if she can't protect her husband any other way, and therefore she hit the other man, Petura, she would be potter. So why do you have to come on to a Petura of a Shliach Bezdin, even by the Isha herself should be potter? So Mora says, true, Hochinami Karma, this is what Taka means to say, that when do we say that she's chayiv, when she could save herself another way, therefore there's no din to hit the man. But in the case that ain yichud alahatza aydei dov racher, but in the case where she couldn't have saved the husband any other way, the only way she could save the husband is by hitting this man, nase yodek a shliach bezdin, then her hand, her hitting now, becomes like a shliach bezdin, because we say the svara over inish dinil anashay, she has the right to take the law in her own hand, and her hand now becomes like a shliach bezdin, uptura, that's why she's potter. So, Pekitza could be, we owe the svar of an Inish Din L'Nashay. Here there's no proof to say, not that way. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. You hold up Chof Chesam and Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Batosh Shema. We saw this. Another one, next to the left there, no, to the bottom one. Yitoshima. There's again in the middle of the Shiloh, if we hold, other inish dinul anafshei or not. So, Toshima. Hare shehoisa derech harabim, oy veres patech sadeyu. Hare shehoisa derech harabim, oy veres patech sadeyu. If you have a derech harabim, means like a path that the rabbim use, they walk through your fields. So you don't like it, you want to stop them from walking through your fields. So not lo, you took away that field like v'nosam lehem min atzad, and instead he gave them another field on the side. He gave them a field on the side to use. So the loch in your field. So locher is mashenosan nosam, the new field that the new path that you gave them, they're allowed to use. That's called it says v'shaloi lo hegia, and your own path that you had originally, your first path, you can't keep either. So the kids, you lose out. You're a double loser now. That first they went through your rishus, and you didn't like it, so you want to do a switch with them, gives them another path instead of that path. So you lose out both ways. Now the question is why? V'yamrit, if you're going to tell me, or that in his din l'nafshe, a person has a right to do the din for himself. In other words, if that's the halacha, you could do it, take it in your own hands. If so, link on Pizra, v'leisav, why can't you just take a stick and put it there to tell the people, you can't go through my road? Now Rashi says, Yikach makel, take a stick, v'yeshem aderech harisha, and stand by the first road. To adinu, it's a din. To amr, because you say, mashenosan nosan, amo chiluf mal yehevi. Now, the Huri is saying what he gave is called giving. So, Meli, you made a good exchange. So, if you made a good exchange, so why can't you keep your first field back? So, why can't you take it back? Like it says, what you gave is called giving the second field they have a right to use now. So, why can't you get back your first field? Just stop them from going through. How come the din is you can't stop them from going through the first field? So Mora says, Omer Rab Zvid, Mishmei Derovo, Gzeira Shem Yitin Lehem Derech Haglaksan. Here it's a new Gzeira. We're afraid, Taka, that you give them the second road would be a crooked road. It's not going to be such a good road like the first road. So therefore Rashi says, Lav Dinhu, Taka Natalochi, you don't have a right to do this. You have a right to do it. Dinhu, just give them another field instead of the first field. But to give them a crooked field, that's not a din. So that's what we're afraid about. So even if you gave them a good field, still we say it's no good. Rav Mishashi Omar, no, we're talking about that was the case. The case here was that the second field you gave them was a crooked field. So therefore you can't say like you're satisfied. You did the right din because you didn't do it. They first had a straight road. Now you come and give them a crooked road, that's no good. Rav Ashi Yomar Kol Min Hatzad Derech Aklachson Hu. It automatically has to be a crooked road. In other words, at the beginning they had a right to go through in the middle of your field. So in the middle of your field, it's always good for the people on both sides of the field. Now that you took the road and put it on one side of the field, so true, the people that are closer there, it's good for them. But the people that live on the other side, for them it's bad. So therefore this new road that you gave them is not a good road for everybody, so therefore it's not called a dinah. Therefore, like you have no right to take away that first road, that's why what you did is no good. And the Mara says, Kol minatza derech haklaksanhu, because kroivel is there, rechoikel is there, it's close to this one and a far away from the other one. So therefore the road you gave is not called a good road. For the Mari Hochi is so Amai Shaloy Lo Yegia. How come the Lachari Shaloy Lo Yegia that you own, you can't take back then? The Kuru was saying now what you gave them is no good, so the second one that you gave, take back. Leimalu, why don't you tell them Shkula Ditchu Fahavli Didi? Like, you go take your first road that you were using and give me back the second road that I gave you. How comes Mashm even the second road he can't get back? So Mura says, that's a new halacha mishum the Rav Yehuda. From Rav Yehuda's halacha. Dom Rav Yehuda, meitza shechziko barabim, if there's a path that the rabbim was using, they went through it, is also lekalkaloi. You should know you're not allowed to destroy it. There's such halacha that once a rabbim starts to use the path, you're not allowed to stop him. You can't stop them. It's get like such a kinyan like that. That once the rabbim start to use this path, you can't take it away from them anymore. See, even though when you gave them the second path, your kavanah was to make an exchange to get back the first one, and was saying now you can't do it, but I call upon them, you lose your rights to get the second field back also. Because once they start to use it, that's a new halacha. When a rabbim uses the field, you can't get it away from them. So again, so from here again, there's no proof to the halacha of other inyan doing the lanafsha, yes or no. Toshma, come on, bring another proof. It says, Alocho, Bal Habayis Sheheniach Peya, Mitzad Echot, a Balavos that's had a field growing a Tfua, and there's a mitzvah to leave over Peya, one corner you have to leave over for the Aniyim. So Yitaka left over Aniyim on one side. Ubo Aniyim v'not lo Mitzad Acher. Now the Aniyim came and they took Peya from the other side. Not the side, the corner that the Balavos left over for them, but they went to the other side and took the other side. So says the locher is zev is a peya. They're both sides now are peya. What the aniyim took mashma, they had a right to take it. And they can keep it. And the other side that the balabas made peya still remains peya. Now the question is why? V'yamut, if you're going to tell me that there's such a locher, that ovid inish, din alanafshe, a person could do a din for himself, amai zev is a peya. Why should both corners be peya? Link on tizra, v'leisav, again, let him take a stick and stop them from going through. Like a monashach, if they took a different corner for peya, okay, what they took. But now the balabas should have a right to take back the first corner that he left over for peya. How come it says here that the first corner still remains to be peya? Like why? You only have to leave over peya once, so he left it. So how come the first thing is still peya? Like why can't he stop them? So Mar says true, maybe he could stop them. But Omar Rava says, my zev is a peya. You know what it means to say over here? That both corners are peya, not only what the aniyim take, but even the first corner is also called peya. Hateya means to say lepoitra min amaisa, means to say that the potem min amaisa. That's what it means to say. The Rashi says the yaf peya hanisheris hefka chashiva. The peya that he first left, like was left over, considered like it was hefka. The yaf agav denokat lo iyu pturim imaisa. That's the chiddush. Even though the balabos himself comes back now and takes the first peya he left over. What happened was, first the balabas left over on the right side a corner for peya. And the aniyim came and took a corner on the left side for peya. So now the locher is later, the balabas has the right shoe to come back and take back that first right corner that he left over. But the chiddush is, since at the time when he left it, he was like maskerit for the aniyim, when he himself takes it back, still he's potter mi maisa. He's potter from giving maisa from those tfua. Kidatanya, like we learned like this, Kidatanya. Ha mafkir is karma, if somebody's mafkir is kerem, fehishkin baboyker, and he gets up in the morning, ubotsroi, and then he goes down to cut it down like he himself is zeicha back in his own kerem, is chaye v'peret uvi'eloys v'shichro v'peya. All these things takis chayif. Even though there's such a locha that when you really mask your fields and you leave it hefka, that lemaisa somebody else comes and takes it, that he's potter from all these things, he's potter from teret, from oilus, from shichur, from peyam, but that's only if somebody else comes and takes it. But if the same balabos that was first maskered, if he himself takes it back, there's an extra pasuk Rashi says, tazav, it says tazav yisairo, that if you yourself take it back, you're still chayif. But still, upotim in a maisa. By maisa, the chayif to give maisa there doesn't say an extra time tazav. So there we dash, and even though the balabos himself, that was first masker his fields, then he himself goes and zaycha back again, still it's potim in a maisa. Now as the maisa, it was hefker in between. So even though he himself is the one that takes it back, still he's potem in a maisa. So that's all this brice also means, that peya, that the first pay that balabos left over, it doesn't really mean he has to leave it there. Havada, we hold that over in his yunulanavshe, you have a right to take it back again. Just when you take it back again, there's a ksas kul here, that it's still potem in a maisa. The Mishnah says, Nishpara kadai b'rishus rabim. Somebody broke his pitcher in the rishus rabim. For huchlak echad the mayim, somebody tripped in the water. Or shaloko becharsis, or somebody hurt themselves becharsis in the broken pieces of the kli that broke. So chayiv, the bala kli is chayiv. It's like your bor, you made a bor b'shus rabim. So the bala bor is chayiv for the headache that happened. Rabbi Yudah says it depends. Then is kavein chayiv. If you had kavona, we'll see in the Gemara what it means to break the kli or to leave the kli there. Then it's like your bor, then you're chayiv for the damage that happened from it. But b'yein miskaven potter, and he didn't have kavana for this, then l'maisi a potter. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what Yehuda comes to tell us. But the Reish is telling us that there's a new mazik of bor-like. If you broke your kad b'shus rabim and you didn't clean it up, and somebody gets damaged there, so you're chayiv for the hezek. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, lo'ishonu, when does the Mishnah say that you're chayiv, lo'ishonu v'alishet tinfo kelob b'mayim. Only if your kelim got dirty in the water. Your clothing got dirty in the water. And somebody tripped over this water now, and he dirtied his clothing. So then you have to pay for the